Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I talk a lot about psychology on the show, especially the psychology of the voter and elections. And I think Biden and his team completely missed the mark. And I see what everybody's kind of criticizing. Even Democrats are criticizing the red background and some of the picturesque qualities. And that to me wasn't a big deal. In fact, I thought the red was actually a very pretty color. And I think the reason why they chose red, I'm not saying it was a good color to choose, but I found the color pretty. They used red. I don't know if they were trying to make him look like the dark side, but they used red because Biden's kind of sleepy and not very energetic, so they kind of used the red to wake up the listener, wake up the viewer. So when in media, or in anything for that matter, when you see red in medicine, when you see red, you're going to jump on it. So I understand the choice of red. I was, you know, wondering at first, where's the red, white, and blue? You do see the blue next to it. You do see. So the red was used to, I guess, give, you know, Joe Biden a little bit more strength, a little bit more, you know, again, everything we use in marketing and media, when it comes to colors, when it comes to sounds, even casinos, it's manipulation. So I'm not that worried about the whole red look. The problem I have with what Biden did yesterday, and it's not that I want to rip on him as a president or whatever, is his team knows better. And they're playing defense, and they got themselves into a bigger hole than they needed to. And even Democrats are saying, okay, that really wasn't the right way to go. This whole last week or two, saying that people who supported Trump, you know, are fascists, and the MAGA Republicans, shows they really don't understand the actual voter. And they're missing the mark. And media does this all the time. If you're not with us, you're against us. If you aren't on our side, you're crazy. That's what they did with the vaccines. And they were accusing people who were a little hesitant on the vaccines that they were MAGA Republicans or Trumpers. And a lot of my African American patients in Mississippi and Alabama were like, that's kind of insulting for them to think that we're going to make a health decision based on a political candidate. Who do they think we are? You know, and so sadly, when, you know, the media does this or when the Democrats do this, it really shoots themselves in the foot. But what they don't realize is there's not an entity of MAGA Republicans. You have people that might have supported President Trump. But you have a lot of individuals out there that like certain policies. All right? They want less crime. They want more support of our law enforcement. They want less, obvious, you know, harm being done to people who are being handcuffed or incarcerated. So you have people that are kind of on both sides of that in terms of abortion. You have people that want government out of the choice of individuals, but they also don't want their tax dollars going to abortions and ending a fetus life. You have individuals that want security across the border to limit cartel and drugs and crime, but you also want, you know, you also have people that want an open, you know, want to foster the open immigration policy or a good immigration policy that America was founded on. So when somebody says that there's MAGA Republicans and they're fascist, it's very confusing and it's a misnomer because what happened was individuals who wanted you know, I think I want parents involved in her education choices. I think I want protections at the border. I want crime to go down. I want, that doesn't mean they're a MAGA Republican. They could also be Democrat. They could be. And so where Biden's team missed the mark is they wanted to make, they were playing defense. They wanted to make him look strong. They're tired of people calling him Sleepy Joe. They're tired of people saying that he looks weak. So they wanted to give him the vibrant red background, give him the Marines behind him, and have him look like he was going after something to make him look strong. Wrong image. And now he's being ridiculed more than ever. I don't know if you've seen the memes. He looks like an angry man. He looks like, because, you know, sadly, when sometimes individuals age, part of their cognitive changes involve in anger, misplaced anger. So when people are going, okay, MAGA Republicans versus other Republicans, all right, you know, not the average person isn't running around saying make America great again. The average person is saying, can we have somebody do something about our border? Can we have somebody do something about crime? Can parents be involved before a child makes a decision about, you know, changing their body parts and transitioning and affecting their fertility? Can, you know, these are things that both Democrats and Republicans do agree on. But they, again, it's all about, you know, marginalizing. It's all about, you know, making it look like the extremes. And so when he brought up the term MAGA Republicans, most people that are conservative don't really call themselves that. So they're like, okay, well, whoever he's talking about, whatever. And so it didn't look unifying. It didn't look like a leader. It made it look like that if somebody, you know, will only have the choice of voting for Trump to do something about our border, to do something about crime, to do something about the economy, to do something about inflation and the wasteful spending, what they did is they just categorized them as a MAGA Republican. And they need to stop doing that. And unless that's their only, unless that's the Biden administration's only tool, only weapon. But he has more. Biden can do so much more. And one thing that was really attractive about Joe Biden, and I know a lot of people might disagree with this, but what was very attractive about Joe Biden was he didn't have the swings of, you know, okay, I'm going to get out there and tweet. He didn't seem to have the anger. Well, we did start to notice on the campaign trail, he did start to snap and get angry. But he had this, okay, you know what, we're going to have a calm, cool, collected approach. We're going to have common sense. And he didn't capitalize on that. So his team needs an overhaul. And, I mean, I'll give you guys some advice because you're making him sink faster than he needs to. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there is a lot of confusion for people when it comes to pronouns. And there's been, and I get it. I get it that things have kind of progressed and moved a little quickly for some older individuals who maybe don't necessarily, learn very quickly. And I'm one of them. It takes me a while because you learn one thing and then all of a sudden it's like, no, that's wrong. You don't say it that way anymore. And it's like, oh no, what did I do? And so there's a kind of a catch-up phase. So what we're going to quickly talk about next is originally when people were being inclusive of the LGBTQ community and being sensitive to those who didn't want to be named, be labeled as her or him, or she or he. There were some individuals who struggled and made big faux pas, such as, remember there was that one person at the DMV who used the term it when the customer came to the DMV and she used the wrong pronoun, I guess, used, and they corrected her. Then they used the term it, or I think they published that on the card, and I don't really have that story in front of me right now. And it was very, very insulting. So a mass campaign went out to teach people what appropriate pronouns are. The problem is the more you think you know, the more you could actually be wrong. And so there are other pronouns, the ire, those are pronouns that we are using. Originally, a lot of people use z, zim, zer, zis, for z, for he, she, zim, for him, her, zer, for his, her, zis, for his or hers. Now we have a lot of a, e, y, a, well, I, okay, my e's are always long e's. It could be a. Okay, so e, y for he, she, m for him, her, air, h, or I'm sorry, E-I-R for his or her, heirs, his, hers, and heir self. So when somebody is talking about themselves, rather than using themselves or herself or his self, you could use heir self. Now, some of you believe that, okay, this won't last, these pronouns are going to be too difficult. No, 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 pronouns are going to be here to stay. And one of the reasons why there is a huge need to have this clarified for people is because many linguistics are kind of struggling with us using plural to help identify somebody who might not appreciate, you know, might not identify with the old school pronouns. So for example, we have, many of us are Grammarly or our editor or whatever will see us say, okay, so Johnny wrote a book. His book sold 5 copies. We don't do that anymore. We don't say his because we are assuming Johnny is male and he might not be male. So instead, we've been using they. Johnny wrote a book. They sold 5 copies. That's not correct grammatically. Singular is singular. Plural is plural. So we are going to see the media, we are going to see professors, we're going to see linguistic experts try to train us to use singular forms of words that will represent those that might not identify as he, she. And we notice people have their pronouns when they sign emails, they have their pronouns. Some do, you know, we'll say my pronouns are she, hers, she. There's, which ones do they usually use? They use, like she, her, and hers, but some are using the air, the E-I-R or the E-Y. Those are for non-binary. And then you also have the Z, you have the V, ver, vis, vers. You know, it's interesting. When I see these, I think about conjugating verbs, like when I learned, you know, a foreign language. And when you see that, it's not a mistake. Don't fix the typo. You have to be really, really careful. If you're in education and you have a child that writes ER and there's nothing next to it or a VE, don't correct the spelling. Keep in mind that might be because it's a gender pronoun. And we definitely don't want anybody insulting anybody or getting canceled accidentally because they're not using the pronoun right. But what I want to talk about is, real quickly here, is, you know, I've been asked why so many people in the population are, you know, not identifying as male or female. And they're not all transgender. You have cisgender males and females that are breaking the shackles of being committed to male or female. And this is kind of a revolution that's going on right now that's really newer for a lot of us older folks that never thought that this is something that was going to, you know, become such an issue in society, and it has. But, you know, it was, you know, he, she, he has a penis, she has a vagina. And then if they, you know, don't prefer to be, you know, what they were biologically created as, they then transition. This is what's getting changed. Because transgender individuals don't want necessarily the label that they're transgender. The movement is to remove any sort of male or female demarcation at birth. So person with a vagina, person with a penis. Now, we fall all over ourselves, contradicting ourselves from progressive standpoints, because women don't want to be known as a person with a vagina. Women are like, okay, well, a woman, we encompass a whole bunch of things. Well, what do you encompass? And then when you start to say things, they're like, well, that's stereotypical. That's discriminatory. So, you know, is society going to later be, you know, I don't want to be called a guy, I don't want to be called a girl. And I got to be honest, you know, in my stamp, it's very interesting. You know how people will watch, you know, politics and go, well, you know, I'm conservative, but I'm not necessarily a Republican, or I'm liberal, and I'm not necessarily a Democrat. We are, as a whole, not only with gender, with everything going, look, I don't want to be labeled. I'm hearing this with Catholics, with Jews, with, you know, people of mixed race. They're like, I don't want to be labeled one thing. I want to be considered who I am. Johnny, Bill, Rhonda. I don't want to be, okay, well, you're over here, you're Italian, you're Catholic, you're Jewish, you're female. They, and so it'll be interesting to see where this goes. It is going to be very difficult for a lot of people to navigate, and hopefully navigate without making mistakes. But, you know, it's interesting. I notice some days when I have my heels on and I have my nice underwear on, you know, and I got my makeup and my hair, I feel more feminine. But then other days when I'm wearing my husband's boxers, you know, and I'm hanging out with the guys, watching football, beer, being able to burp and fart, I feel like a dude. Now, that's very stereotypical, but, you know, I don't always feel like a girl. I don't always feel like a guy. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, I need to, you know, transition. I love the fact that I'm a woman and I'm married to my husband and I have kids, so I'm very, very happy about being a cisgender female. But we are starting to, in society, shake the notion, whether it's good or bad, of being one thing. You know, we're doing that with our careers. You see doctors out there. You know, Dr. Oz, he went to medical school. Did he go to medical school to become a senator? To become a you know, media personality? He went to medical school to be a cardiologist. And then from there, he's a media personality, he's a senator. So a lot of us, even in our jobs, we end up holding multiple roles. And maybe that's what's going to happen. Maybe there's going to be like biological sex versus gender versus identity. But if you do see Z-Zer, Zyself, V-Ver, these could be pronouns that are being used to not commit somebody to one gender. And I do have many patients who say, look, I really don't want to be a girl or a guy. I just want to be me. I want to have sex with whoever I want to have sex with. Look how confused people were with Anne Hetch. Is she with Ellen DeGeneres or is she with men? And we're starting to see that LGBTQ isn't necessarily, you're just LBGTQ. It's a lot more complex. So, 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we head into the Labor Day weekend, several major airlines are promising to deliver better customer service, especially if they can't deliver you to your destination on time, including providing meals and hotel rooms to those passengers stranded by significant flight delays or cancellations. President Biden's divisionary rhetoric in front of the nation Thursday has many Americans speaking up against Biden's leadership struggles. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
This is the record of Joe Biden. This is the record of a Democrat control in Washington. Yet instead of trying to bring our country together to solve these challenges, President Biden has chosen to divide, demean, and disparage his fellow Americans. Why? Simply because they disagree with his policies. That is not leadership.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. With this dangerous heat wave coming our way, Nevadans have also been told to not charge their electric vehicles. California isn't the only one told to not charge their electric vehicles during a certain time of the day. California or Nevada has too. So the National Weather Service has issued a, quote, dangerous heat wave warning for many parts of the western United States. This goes all the way up through Montana. This is excessive heat. In my neck of the woods, we're up at about 100. Well, right now it's a little less, but we've been hitting the 110-degree temperatures. I mean, I'm used to it because I grew up in Phoenix, and it gets hotter there. But we, you know, are seeing triple digits. Death Valley is supposed to reach about 124 degrees. That's actually cooler. I think the record was 134 degrees for Death Valley. hit July of 1913, but still very, very hot. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, Southern Nevada, so our energy company is Nevada Energy. Nevada Energy asked residents this Wednesday and Thursday, which is past now, between 5 and 8 p.m. to decrease our electricity use, including charging electric vehicles. So they asked us to adjust the thermostat to 78 degrees or higher to reduce the use of air conditioning, barring any medical issues, of course. Try to use ceiling fans to cool people and pets, and try to pre-cool your home before you get to the 5 p.m. time slot. Use large electric appliances like dishwashers, washing machines, electric clothes dryers before 10 a.m. and after 8 p.m. Now, I don't know if you guys are like me. I'm like, oh, crap, I need to do laundry. And then if you don't do it right then and there, it just doesn't get done. So try to put off laundry, you know, after 8 p.m. Now, by the way, this was just what Nevada Power has not updated this yet, as of today, has not updated it. And but for those of you that live in areas where there are grid issues or your power bill is starting to go through the roof, I think any of these tips are very helpful. You know, I mean, we have the air conditioning blasting. Nobody looks at it. Then all of a sudden we're cold and we're like, okay, I got to lower it. And no, you might need to actually put a little bit of work into it, and it might save you some money. They say run your pool pump 8 to 12 hours a day and schedule it to run after 8 p.m. Some of your guys' pool pumps are going on all the time. They say charge electric vehicles before 10 a.m., or at night after 8 p.m. Okay, so now they change it. Before it was don't charge between 5 and 8. Now they're asking people to charge early morning or later night. They say Nevada Energy offers an electric vehicle time of use rate to help customers save money by charging during off-peak hours. Of course, turn off unnecessary lights. I would also get, you know, a lot of us have our chargers plugged in all day long and it has the little light on. You don't need to do that. Just unplug. Get things out of the outlets. We really use a lot more electricity than we think we do. If you're going to be out of town because it's a holiday weekend, they recommend adjusting your thermostat to 82 degrees. Unplug appliances and electronics that are not in use. Closing window coverings to keep the heat out. Make sure your pool pumps will only operate after 8 p.m. And there's tons of other things that my power company in my neck of the woods have offered. But apparently, they are trying to conserve electricity. They tried to this week, and it'll be interesting to see what happens over the weekend. They want to offset energy supply issues caused by excessive heat in California and Nevada, gas supply, energy constraints, and access to market power. So this follows a lot of the controversy and fear that people have that their state is going to follow what California is doing. So California passed recent legislation to mandate all new vehicles need to be electric or hydrogen powered by 2035, which is less than 13 years away. And yeah, 13 years is a long time, 12 and a half years actually. No, actually wait, 12 and a fourth year away. But for those of us that very commonly get our power bill going, what the hell did I just do? And we are getting alerts from our power company saying, hey, guys, you need to cut back on power. We're starting to see this might not make sense. California themselves, Governor Newsom requested that residents limit charging their electric vehicles between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. to minimize demand on their energy grid. Now, these were all nice suggestions. Nothing has been mandated. But eventually, if the electric grid can't handle it, it will. I mean, keep in mind, one is our population is growing. Our population is growing by the millions every month. So we have a more demand. We also have warmer temperatures. And with warmer temperatures, people, you know, you could maybe, you know, in the cool, you know, light, you know, you could heat. Heat usually isn't as expensive as air conditioning, but you could also add a fireplace. You could have warmers. There's a lot of other things you could do, you know, to increase the warmth you need. But when it comes to cooling down, it's tough. I mean, you know, I would tell people, look, if you want to cool down, jump into the shower. But we are also on water restrictions. So it's air conditioning, fans, and using your electricity or sitting in your car. Well, then we're going to have some contradictory advice here being given by our politicians to go more electric, but at the same time, quit taxing our electric grid. Our infrastructure is not in place. And I'm worried because I'm a physician. And I need to know that my patients, if they do have medical issues and do suffer from heat illness and need to keep their house a certain temperature, they could do that. If we have power outages and food starts to spoil and air conditioning doesn't work and people begin to overheat, or in the winter even, when there's not enough heating, those are medical issues. I don't give a damn about the car you have. I care about you. Now, yes, I do love my environment, and I do want to help save the environment. I'm just not convinced that all these electric wires and wiring stations and batteries are going to necessarily, you know, protect the environment, you know, to the degree that it needs to. I think there's so many other things that are also being done that is affecting our environment and ozone layer that might need to have much more assertive campaigns as opposed to, okay, everybody has to go electric. I'm very nervous about that idea. True, by 2035 in California, it doesn't mean all cars are electric. But you see where this is going. If the governor wants your vehicle to be electric and all new vehicles electric, then people with fuel cars are going to be the bad guy. You're going to be discriminated against, just like with smoking. When we went, all right, everybody has to be smoke-free. Yeah, this is non-smoking. If you were a smoker, you were discriminated against. And we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But let me just quickly talk about heat illness here. So it's going to be hot. Labor Day weekend is not going to be easy. It sounds like there's going to be, you know, planes and cancellations and overbookings and people in long traffic. Be aware of heat issues. A heat wave are periods of abnormally hot weather that generally last over 2 days. Excessive heat warnings are just a little different. They occur within 12 hours of the onset of extremely dangerous heat conditions, meaning the heat index is going to be greater than 105 degrees for more than 3 hours a day for at least 2 days in a row, and nighttime temperatures will not drop below 75 degrees. Well, for those of us that live in the desert or in the west or southwest, that's kind of normally summer. But heat illness can be anywhere from cramps to being tired, to being achy, to nausea, dizzy, weak, fainting, to actually, going into heat strokes. So try to stay cool. Cool compresses. Get medical help if you're affected. 1-877-DR.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this next segment is scary. Now, I'm not going to talk about the spider I saw at the house, the Black Widow, okay? And I'm not going to talk about the speech that Biden did last night, although that really wasn't too scary. I am going to talk about this law, this bill that California has to remove a doctor's license, fire them, pluck them out of medical society and patient care if they are spreading, quote-unquote, misinformation. Now, what is this misinformation? Well, it's vague. And when I heard about this, as well as multiple doctors, they were like, whoa. All right. So they're saying that those of us who were speaking the truth the whole time, and science has now proven that we were right, does that mean they are going to remove the Faucis? The people who said vaccines are going to protect you no matter what? That the cloth mask is going to prevent you from getting COVID? Or does it mean they're going to still go after those of us that said, hey guys, just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you can't get the virus? Who's been spreading misinformation? So this makes people very, very nervous when you have legislators that are going to be deciding what is actually medical information. I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, this is going to cause a lot of doctors to just go, you know what, you're getting no advice from me. So for example, statins. Statins are one of my favorite pharmaceuticals out there. I love the statins. Statins, I believe, protect against heart disease. I think statins are fantastic in terms of our fight for coronary artery disease. But if I practice in California and they go, you said statins are wonderful, and there might be a link to liver injury. There's no link to muscle aches. They are severe muscle aches. They've kind of looked at that going, it's not the majority of people getting it from statins. But if there's a link to diabetes or there's a link to something else and you said statins are wonderful, you're out. Well, but the standard of care is, you know, for coronary, well, okay, so everyone's like, well, the standard of care will protect you. It doesn't look like it's protecting doctors when it came to masks. Okay, well, you know, when we're in medical school, even at the medical school level, we learn about masks, and we learn about what makes a mask strong and what weakens the mask to the point where you have to throw it out. And we learned that once you breathe onto the mask and you get it wet because your respirations have fluid in it, that mask has to be thrown out. So your mask has to be thrown out after every patient. So with these mask mandates and people wearing something, the same cloth mask for months, who's the one that gets fired in California? The one that says, yeah, whatever you're putting on your face is going to protect you against COVID, or the one who says you really need an N95 respirator and you got to change it out because once it gets wet, it loses its integrity? Well, the surgical masks more so than the N95s. The N95s could last a little longer. Which one of us is getting fired? I mean, you take away a license, that person cannot practice in that state. So this is really worrying a lot of medical physicians. AB 2098 passed the California legislature, which designates the dissemination of misinformation or disinformation relating to COVID-19 as unprofessional conduct. Now, somebody could say, well, yeah, if somebody says to drink 5 shots of tequila to fight COVID, that could be misinformation. I get that. If I tell you to fix your back pain by standing out in the middle of a street and getting hit by a car, I'd have no business practicing then. None of us do. But the problem is COVID got so politicized that when those of us doctors are like, hey, look, guys, you know, natural immunity that you learned for decades still needs to play a factor. You still need to eat right. You still need to, natural immunity exists. It's in the microbiology books. I mean, we have a doctor in Maine that is now required to do psychiatric testing because she had said that the government is not at all considering natural immunity as playing a role in COVID. That, I mean, this is some scary stuff. Doctors are like, so we have to just say whatever Gavin Newsom wants us to say? So the text of the bill, very, very vague, right? They say the global spread of SARS or COVID-19 has claimed the lives of 6 million people worldwide, 90,000 Californians. No debate there. We know it's deadly. Data from the CDC shows that unvaccinated individuals are at risk from dying from COVID-19 that is 11 times greater than those who are fully vaccinated. They say the safety and efficacy of the vaccines are confirmed. They say the spread of misinformation and disinformation about COVID-19 vaccines has weakened public confidence and placed lives at serious risk. Now, if somebody says that the vaccine, and I'm going to bring up, If somebody says that the vaccine gives you a third eye or a third testicle, okay, that's misinformation. But if a doctor says there have been some deaths, blood clots, myocarditis linked to that, that's on the CDC website. In fact, let me see if I could pull up some of the latest numbers. And I am supporting vaccination. I do recommend vaccination. But VAERS has received 16,144 preliminary reports of death. That is 0.0027% among people who received the vaccine. But a doctor has learned that they could be extremely liable if they don't do informed consent. So if a patient goes, doctor, I'll do the vaccine, but am I going to die from it? Well, the risk is low, but there is a risk. And if that doctor doesn't say that, is that misinformation? If a doctor says the vaccines are completely safe, is that disinformation? I support vaccines. I think the safety profile is overall pretty remarkable, but I'm not going to say they're risk-free. You can't. Even the CDC doesn't say they're risk-free. So I really want to know who's getting fired. Now, some of you might be like, well, it's the doctors say you could use ivermectin. Those doctors, do they really need to lose their license? Does a doctor who suggests that there might be a role in ivermectin per some studies, there have been a lot of studies saying not much difference, but some preliminary studies showed and even urged that ivermectin be considered. So if a doctor brings up, look, guys, this is what I see in the studies, does that mean it's misinformation? So I really want to know who they want to fire. It's very, very scary. So let me see if they say misinformation means false information that is contraindicated by contemporary scientific consensus contrary to the standard of care. So if, let's say, you want a Z-Pak and a steroid for your COVID, and the CDC says we're not doing, you know, Z-Paks and steroids, and your doctor obliges, are they out? I mean, you guys are asking for antibiotics for your bronchitis and your viruses all the time. If a doctor gives you a Z-Pak for your cold or your bronchitis, are they now going to get canned? This is some serious stuff. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.